The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
DJ Scream, my dog, Big Bank is here, man. It's a special edition of Big Facts, man. We got the realest of the realest of Atlanta up in here, man. Super producer Zay Tovin, Young Ralph the Jug, man, Young Leland Austin. We're trying to get OJ up in here, too. You know, they just did a real crazy project. How everybody feeling?
Number love on this motherfucker right here. This is gonna be a good one.
Zay Tovin. Zay Tovin and friends. Bro, Zay, give us a little story, myself included, Bank. Everybody up in here, man, about the first time you kind of start rocking with all the people on this on these screens.
All right, let me start off. I start off with Leland Austin, Young LA. Young LA was like one of my artists, to be, you know, to be exact. He came in as a youngster. I remember watching him at the Libra, man. He came to the house. I never seen a youngster rap the way LA did. He was the only person that I seen ever get in the booth. And, like, I tried to tell him to write a song. He would start and be like, no, I can't do it like that. I just got to go in the booth. So just to see LA do that, bro, every time I make a beat, he jump in the booth and come out with something crazy. I was like, you know, I feel like ain't nobody got no artist harder than what I got in Young LA. So, you know what I mean? I always felt like that. Like, ain't nobody harder than LA. LA the hardest. You know what I mean? So that's how me and LA linked up. Young Ralph, I remember Ralph being in the lead. I just seen him post a picture the other day with the big clothes on. And I remember that's the guy right there. Me and Gucci was like, man, this nigga here, we got a problem with that nigga Ralph right there. Cause Ralph come in with 100 people, shut the club down with his song. It's like me and Gucci, you know what I mean? We killing the club. But when Ralph come, oh, it's Ralph's show.
Ralph had to put that Cleveland Ave on the map,
Hey, man, that man was coming. I didn't know who he was. I was like, damn, bro, he hard. So he ended up calling me to get some beats, and I was like, oh, boy, I'm out praying for him. Please come and get some of these beats. So, you know what I mean? That's how me and Ralph linked up. You know OJ the Juice Man. I know OJ the Juice Man back from Gresham Road, Never Getting Records. I used to be over there. Juice was locked up when I first started doing music. He came home. I gave him some beat. He did a song called Everything On Me that had the Libra popping. And me and Juice been, you know, we've been brothers ever since. That's another artist I feel like that's my artist. All these artists, I did the, like, they first mixtape, pretty much I did the whole mixtape. Crush the Block, Two Verse Shawty, On the Come Up with Juice. It's like, you know, these artists that help groom who I am, who help make my sound. So, you know, then DJ Scream, you know what I mean? You link all the projects I'm doing, you hosting all of them. So it's like, you the biggest.
From Zay Mama Basement. From Zay Mama Basement. From my mama basement. Straight to my computer.
All this come from the basement. You know what
Wild
I mean?
Ginger, so, baby.
Yeah, it's like Wild Ginger. So, you know what I mean? So to link up with somebody like Scream, it's like Scream, you was the Zay Tovin of DJing. You know what I mean?
We were looking up the screen.
Yeah, we're looking up the screen. So it's like, that's who you go to. You need your table host, you gotta go to screen. And then Big Bang Black was like a big dog ever since I moved to Atlanta. Before anybody else, Big Bang was the first guy I remember. I was at Never Getting Ready. He was like, hey man, I wanna buy some beats. I'm like, all right, cool. I remember Bank giving me like $2,000 just to give him some beats. And then he'd be up recording. And that was the first time, and anybody in Atlanta, he was the first person to give me that much money for making beats. You know what I mean? Before he even heard him, like, bro, here goes some money. You know what I mean? I need some beats. And then I go listen to him rap and do the song. Man, I said, this nigga so hard, bro. I went Big Bang with my artist. It was like, he's so hard. So, you know what I mean? Bang was really like the first guys ever rocking with from Atlanta, for real. I'm talking about before the rappers blew up. Big Bang was the first one to even spend some money with me. So, Bang, you know what I mean? We go way back.
When you made Try It Out, Bang, did you know?
Know what?
It was the one.
And this before that, though. I'm talking about way before
I know
Try
before
it
that.
Out.
I'm just saying that's the most notable one that everybody know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what? Guess how I knew? I recorded the shit at Candy House. She came back though. We was in the back. God rest in peace to AJ. Mm-hmm. We was in the back. Allie had just got locked up. Trouble had just got locked up. Both at the same time. Mm-hmm. Same day. Them nigga went and did bids and shit. So I went on AJ's house and we was just back there fucking around. Zay, send me some beats. Zay sent me some beats. I went in there and did that shit. It had too much auto-tune on it. But Candy went back down. Candy came back down like, this is a hit. Can I get on it? I'm looking at her like, stop playing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? took that shit to the club. Them folk took it to MLK. MLK wouldn't get a CD back. That's how you know you got something.
Yeah.
I gave him a CD. He was like, I'm keeping it, man. I'm keeping it. I said, I'm going to do something. Nah,
this shit had the city rocking, too.
Hey. But what? I'm telling you.
Zay,
man, I ain't gonna lie. Man, when I seen Black, man, Zay, when I seen y'all do the Fur Birds Over Feather, and I just seen, like, from Black, man, I got a lot of experience and memory, but, man, when I seen his acting role in Birds Over Feather, bro, it just showed me. It was like, this is that nigga for real. All around, like, acting was like, I'm like, yeah, no, that can't be Black. Like, natural.
I didn't think he was acting. I didn't feel like he was acting.
Nah, he wasn't acting. He murdered.
Hey, Al, I'm pull up and tell you, okay, this is what the scene about. Now, acting.
Hey,
what a paper, man!
Well, you murdered that shit, Black.
Murdered it. Al Duke, boy, that nigga,
Al call you at 4, boy. You gotta be ready at 4:15.
He gonna whip you in shape, though. Al gonna get you right.
Get you right.
Zay gonna rip you up. I be like, Zay ain't got on no clothes. But that shit fresh, bro. Keep that on, bro. That shit, I'm telling you, bro. That man, you don't need, bro. This you acting, bro.
Yeah.
I'll put the key in your back fast, boy.
Zay, you got them changed the game in Atlanta, though. Like, there was a lot of producers around, like Mike Will. I think it was you, Mike Will. Whoever was just going crazy for the street. It was just you and Mike Will back then.
Well, you know, it was like this. Before Mike Will came in, it was Shawty. Shawty Red. And Nitty was doing something then.
Yeah.
And I remember, I looked at them like, that. This is my competition right here. You know what I mean? But I had Gucci, so I was like, man, I feel like Gucci harder than whoever they rocking with. So, you know what I mean? Gucci was my go-to guy. So I felt like, okay, I'm finna outshine these producers. And then my buddies, though, you know what I mean? But that's how I looked at like competition. Then Mike Will and them came in, then Lex Luger, and then, you know, all the new guys came in and like, okay, now I gotta, they don't wanna make me step my game up and stay, you know what I mean, consistent in what I'm doing.
Put you on that Grammy path.
Come on, man. You know how it is when you at home, like, dang, these niggas going hard, bro. I gotta go hard.
Yeah.
That's what it made me feel like.
No. You know what the word is online, though. I gotta keep it real with you, Zay.
What's the word?
Shit, all these damn beat battles, all these battles of shit they want to see Zaytoven Metro. I'm just letting you know what they saying.
They want to see me in Metro?
I want to see Zay Metro. I'm just telling you.
That'll be hard.
Man. Metro hard like a fool.
That'll be hard. Boy, that'll be hard right now.
That's man, that's my bros. Speak. I don't mind doing none of that. All them my bros.
Yeah.
I remember just having all them a basement full at Zay, man, and watching y'all do the collaboration beat. Watching, you know, Metro come throwing the flag with Zay.
Yeah.
Watching Ashes and watching, you know, Sunny Digital and, you know what I'm saying, Will of Fool. That was always a dope thing I seen Zay do with artists too, bro. You know what I'm saying?
We collab. You know what, though? Listen, Screen, like these guys brought a youth out of me. They brought a whole new Zaytoven. You got to think, my time was years before they even came in the game.
Gucci records.
Yeah, I was almost 10 years in before they came in the game. They came in and helped, you know what I mean, spark me a whole another 10 years. So, and I'm just getting started.
Mm, okay, now.
Just getting started. So,
I'll be like, what you think, what's the biggest, like, obstacle in your career in this shit?
I feel like ever since I started, I've been getting blackballed. It seemed like every song I had, whether it's So Icy, whether it's Papers with Usher, whether it's Made the Trap Say Hey, whether all the songs that I made that I feel like, you know, like big songs for me, it was something attached to it to make it, you know, not do as big as it need to do. Like Usher fell out with his wife, so he don't want to do the video. So Icy, Jeezy, and Gucci beefing, so it's like it only can go so far. You know what I mean? So I think them the obstacles I had, but it ain't do nothing but keep me, you know what I mean, going extra hard for real. I never looked at me as a song person, a song that's gonna make me my work, my body of work is what make Zaytoven.
Same question, Jude.
I ain't gonna lie, it seemed like Zay said the same thing. I'm gonna say like the same thing, but just different situations. Like, for just being having a big music, I know for it wasn't the music, it was the business side of it. You know what I'm saying? Not having that business right, it had me bumping into like walls that it was hard to knock down by myself. Even though I had a team, but it just like the team, then the business, they ain't, it like, we went on the business. The music was there, it's still there. And it like going, it like getting kept back in school. It like I was getting kept back. But I was learning the same shit over and over, getting smarter and smarter, but I'm still in the same grade. I ain't graduating. It like shit. It like I, and it wasn't even so much getting blackballed. It just, I feel like if the business was intact, I'd be way, I'd be $100 million nigga. Like, yo, the business was intact. Cause the music there, you know what I'm saying? The music been there. And I just feel like shit, just not having the right business team shit just had me goddamn stuck in the place where I was kind of lost in the sauce a little bit, you know what I'm saying? To get my mind right, I had to get myself back together as a person first, then learn the business. And it like, I still got to keep up with what's going on too. Then it like, all that shit at once, then you got to put that shit and balance it out. Once I did that, shit, I was back. Now I graduated, man. Time to still goddamn catch up. You know what I mean? So that's the only part, just getting that business shit. Once I got that straight, this shit fun now, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Leland.
Yes, sir. I think Zay and Ralph like the same. I think the same thing with me is the business, not being locked in on my business and wanting to know more and educate myself, taking it upon myself, not waiting for the label to move for me or not waiting for people I'm in business with to move for me, but me actually attacking it myself. I think for real. Because you want to go as far as, you know, your team and the people around you. So, and I feel like at the time also having somebody like a big brother figure that I was looking for just to mentor me, like being at 20, 21 with so much money and having the success that I was having, like I needed someone like for real. As far for real, I feel like a big brother figure, someone who was telling me to do the right thing, make smart investments and do this and do stuff like that. It's like everybody that I cling to who I thought outside, you know what I'm saying, the street was brother material, I made the wrong decision, you know what I'm saying? A lot of wrong judgment with people. So I think those have like been my biggest obstacles.
And we moved everybody too. What club you think like piped most of y'all records up the most? Like, what's the club that broke the most records for y'all? Like,
We need the Libra back.
The real Libra, because like you say, Libra, Coco Loco, like these were spots where you had people really breaking. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you was breaking right here, then you was hiding all over the city. It ain't matter where you
was. You gone.
Yeah, Coco Loco, Nightlight, Libra.
Yeah.
All the after hours spots.
Crucial.
Little Bankhead. That shit was popping too over there back then.
Yeah. Cool Palace.
Oh yeah, that was
They playing them but West Side shit over there.
Yeah, they blow them niggas up ASAP.
if you from the East Side, you get a record going in Pool Palace, you know you got you one.
Who it was? G Pool that was over there DJing D-Rock.
D-Rock.
D-Rock
got them one play them but they got them West Side.
I'm talking about back to back all night.
That's a T-Rock, man. Yes, hey, Zay, who's somebody you got to do a beat for? You got to cook up for yet, man? That's on your list. You don't touch almost everybody.
Who I got to? It's really the youngsters, man. You know, I like the youngsters. So, and I understand the youngsters come in. You know, they got their own producers. They got their own thing going on. But you know, definitely the guys out of Atlanta, like Lil Baby and Gunna. You know, I done a song where they probably been featured on and all that, but I ain't never. You know, what I mean. Just personally did no song for them. So, you know, them two guys, I definitely got to touch out the city. You know, yeah.
Is it weird? We talked about this a little bit before, bro. Like, having to do beats for one person and then another person, and they might be getting into it. And then I know somebody probably done said to you before, like, damn, bro, why you gonna mess with? You know how it is sometimes in the culture. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Is it weird? Because I don't have to do mixtapes with two people beefing with each other before, and they'll be on my line and all this crazy.
It ain't never been weird. It always put me in a position. I always got the call, like, Zay, can you holler at bro? Because you're like the only person I know, you know, that we both got the same respect that you can probably holler at him and see if we can clean it up. I done had that call, you know, with almost everybody I've been working with that been beefing with each other. So, you know, it's a good thing to be in that position. Now, most of the time, the other person ain't going for it, but, you know, just good to be that person, you know what I mean, that they can look at to try to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's real. So talk a little bit about this project too, man, the Zone Connect, man. How that all come about?
Zone Connect, man, it's really like these my boys, like I said, these are artists that help groom the sound of Zaytoven, help shape and mold the sound of Zaytoven. And it's like, you know, and these my boys to the point where I go play basketball. This ain't got to do with music. We go hang out. We go play basketball. We do stuff like that. So these are artists that I feel like, you know, they day one, they come out the basement. And I said, let me just do a project, man. You know me, I'm antsy. I'm always looking for work. I'm always trying to work. So when I got L.A. just got out of jail, my boy Ralph around, Ralph live up the street. And Juice is on my hip all the time. That's my guy. So it's like, you know, let's do a project. Let's take 4 days and do a project, you know what I mean, for the street. And that's how it came up.
What's your favorite records on there, L.A.?
Mine right now, I like that Trap Talk Talking Codes, Legends. You know, I love Bopper, man. I just think Bopper just a different feel. It's one of them records that can definitely go worldwide.
Yeah, definitely.
I like that. I fuck with all of them, but that Legend, Bopper, and that Come From The Bottle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Yeah, Legend was one of my favorites because, like, when we was doing the song, I know L.A. Ralph and Junior were looking at me crazy.
Legends was like a song we took all our classic hits and just put them all together back to back. Like, all the catchy songs that we had, hooks, all our hit records, you know what I'm saying? We just went back and forth with catchphrases from all those records. It was crazy how it came together.
Yeah, I told Zay, man, y'all just go say all y'all hook. I say, Zay, we ain't gonna do no hook. He talking about,
nah,
we don't need no hook. I say, man, I don't know how this shit finna sound, but when he fitted that motherfucker, I say, Zay, you a mastermind, man. I called him and told him. Remember that, Zay?
Yeah, you called
me too. Hard, that motherfucker too hard. It's just how he did it. Just everybody came up with their biggest hit hooks and then put it together and just end the song.
That's hard to me.
That's the one we getting the most feedback from right now in the club. We actually ran through, before all this pandemic stuff, we was running through a lot of spots, you know what I'm saying? All us together, me, Zay, Ralph, OJ. It's looking crazy. Like, and everywhere we went, it was like Legends, man. They automatically locked in on it, so.
Yep. And we go back to like 08, 09, 2010 and all that. A lot of people, like, that's some of their favorite times in Atlanta from that era and shit. What's some of the stuff that has changed for the better since then for Atlanta? And what do you think is some of the stuff that might have changed for the worse that y'all can deal without?
Shit, for the better, man. These motherfuckers getting so much motherfucking money now.
Yeah,
man.
They making a lot more money, right?
Unbelievable, boy. Yeah, I went to goddamn two shows. My boy, that nigga goddamn down there pulled 2.5 M's out of two shows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just think, shit. And me, get what? My goal is, I'm like this, man. You know, I keep it 1,000 out. I don't even want no goddamn. I don't even want 100,000 to show. I just want my own dub. You give me a dub. Everybody charging 21 and up, I take that shit. Everybody who say that shit too little for them, call Big Jewel. I'm coming. That motherfucker been out. Much. Right now.
Instead of dubs, run a bank roll up, boy.
Hey,
the
dogs
on the
back
roll up.
Yes, sir.
See, I ain't gonna lie, but see the shit that happened back then, the word part shit, man, nigga fucked up so much money, and nigga know what he know back then, still, it ain't no excuse. That's why I say nigga can't be mad at these young niggas for getting a lot of money. Shit, nigga had a lot of chance to do something with a little money and turn it to a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I sit back and be like, shit, I ain't no matter what, we're fucked up on the business. I still was playing with too much of that shit. Even the shit Ken just was give me there to go shopping with. That shit was unregular. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Ken wasn't no normal nigga, bro, and he still ain't to this day. He wasn't no normal nigga. Like, the that nigga ain't normal. Like, he give a nigga $10,000 on God every Thursday and say, go buy you some clothes. Get what I do, Scream? I wasn't doing what I supposed to been doing. I go buy $10,000 worth of clothes. I wasn't doing the right shit, Scream.
Yeah, you could have had
it. I turned to the jewel after this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I turned, man, I had all kind of shit. Scream, get wet. I went thinking, bro, and get wet. Then the young nigga come in and they catch the run. Well, they ain't got to do all this shit to get all their money. Can't be mad at them. You just got to catch up. And then when I had to graduate, now you got to catch up, because these young niggas have it, man.
And then I think, too, Jude, though, I just think it's just a transition. Like you say, you know, going at that time, the platforms were different. You know what I'm saying? Like Black said, you get the money away, but like as far as streaming and different platforms, you know, they done definitely made it to where you can go on and get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you
just got to be applying yourself, because really, it don't take number one record, because right now, everything is driven by singles. And
I thank them young niggas for making it like that now. They done made it easy. And get what? They don't even change the music. See, back then, when we was in the studio in the basement, we really that motherfucker with them. Sometimes we have a pass, sometimes you come out the top, but you really got to make a hit song. Yeah. Right now, you got your own wave and your own lingo.
You ain't got no hit. You ain't got to have no hit.
You just said your swag.
Yep, that's it.
It's just how your demeanor is.
Yeah, you niggas just selling they swag these days.
Exactly, bro. Yep. Back then, so you really had to come with that. Now you got to know how to goddamn, hey, do your thing, you got to turn up.
Jewel, what's the most pussy shit you seen in this shit?
Man, goddamn, man. My head flooded with that shit. I don't know. The most pussy shit, man, just in this shit, just. How quick niggas just change up, bro, when they get in when fame hit. I just be that I don't like me personally. I don't mind. Y'all'll be surprised though, the hands that my hands done been on, and they rich as hell now. They straight. I don't get a shout out, none of that shit. And you don't see me ran out. I don't care about that shit. I be happy for them same niggas right now. Genuine though, like, boy, you nigga, not even boy, they don't call me, they ain't call me. Yeah, I probably vouch for him or took him to this and that, but it's just like niggas will get there and just scrape, forget who was there for you. You know what I mean? Niggas will forget who had the bread and ham when it wasn't that. You know what I mean? A lot of shit I ain't split with my family, my kids. I split with niggas, bro. You know what I'm saying? My kids didn't even get to see who Jewel Man and Young Real really was. A lot of niggas did. They in position now. They straight. Even though I'm good, I ain't complaining about shit. But it like niggas can come back and, bro, what's up? They get in the studio. Niggas won't even do that. Niggas get in position and shit on the one that try to fuck with them. And that just be some, to me, that be pussy shit. Cause at the end of the day, like, it don't even be about the position. It just be about goddamn nigga fuck with you for real. Like, nigga wanted you to go there. That's why I was fucking with you. I wanted you to shoot out. It went out. I ain't trying to do nothing to not get you there, but niggas will get there and act like, goddamn, fuck you, and fuck with the nigga who didn't even give you a piece of bread when you were fucked. It's just like, that be the pussy shit to me. And then, you know, everybody want to rage it. And nigga be in a jealous of a nigga anyway, just call how you get love and you just be you. And niggas got to do a lot of shit to get they love. But when you just be you, niggas just hate you, bro. And that just be pussy shit. Cause niggas just turn on them. It just be the fake shit, bro. That's just the pussy shit. When you get, niggas get certain fame, bro, and they forget about who it was when nobody didn't even know who you were.
Nah, for real. That's real.
Now, I mean, especially in my circle, I be it like that all the time, bro. And I don't even be, to this day, I don't even be mad, bro. And I be like, nigga be goddamn shitting on the wrong nigga, man. Nigga be looking across the wrong nigga, man. Then it always end up, nigga got to bounce back and be in my face. Whether it be with a nigga who they dick grind, with a nigga they paid to get around. I'm around, call get with. I'm just me. They invited me. You paid, did all this shit to come here. You just did all this shit. And look who just walked in. You could have walked in here with me for free. But a nigga look over the real nigga cause they just want to be there. Instead of just goddamn when you turn, I wait my turn. Even now, still wait my turn. And I'm a big dog in this shit, but get what? It's some bigger dogs, bro. You got to respect that. Even if they younger or older, it's some bigger dogs. Nigga got to know when it's little time to get it up. Yeah. That just me. It just be too much fake shit. That's all.
What's coming up next, Zay? What else you been working on, man? What else you been working on? Get out of the pipeline.
Man, I got so much working, you know, so much going. What I got dropping next week is I just did the artist G-Eazy single.
Oh, that's hard.
That's dropping next week. It's the Bay. Take you back to the Bay. So my Bay roots came out of me. You know what I mean? For this one. Then the week after that, I got the song. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be saying all that yet.
Big facts. Big facts. You got to give us the facts, the exclusive.
I know, I'm giving the facts, but you know how it is, bro. The most thing everybody jumped on me about it, like, hey, why you tell them what's coming or when it's coming? I don't be thinking about that. I be thinking about, hey, bro, that jump gonna come out. It's hard.
Especially if it's coming soon, you can say this.
I know it, bro, but you know, man, these niggas like, dang, Zay, why you giving? You told him. Let me shut up, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, let me shut up. Y'all, I mean, listen, the first time I did that scream, it was for Usher Paper.
Yeah.
And I had MTV at my house, and I'm telling them, yeah, I got Usher new single Paper. Boy, I stuck my foot in my mouth because, bro, I'm like, boy, why in the world I tell them folks that? I know I wasn't supposed to say that. I'm giving away everything before it's supposed to come out, so let me just be quiet. Just no flavor on the way, man. Yeah. And we got a tour. The Zone Connect, we doing a tour, man. We doing a live tour.
Yeah, you talking about?
Over with, bro. And I'm bringing a drum machine. We making songs right on stage, bro. We doing something, you know, ain't nobody done before. So that's what you need to be on the lookout for.
Yeah. And, you know, I got that. We on Zone Connect. That's out right now. I got that. 9-piece, me and Zay already got that done. Hosted by Ferrari Simon, that done. Mm-hmm. Trenching with Zay with LA on the way. And Jigging Around the Zoo with Fetterwap on the way too. You know, that project been done too, though. I got all that shit already. It's already done, everything. We just went on this shit to push over. We already be going on tour right now too, Zay.
They just slowed us down, but they ain't doing nothing but give us more time to get ready.
Yeah, you right, give us more time.
Me and Scooter coming.
And I got that single too right now. Wheels Fall Out with Lil Donna out. It's out right now too. That bitch going crazy too.
It's hard. That joint is hard. Me and Scooter coming. You know what I mean? I know we was on here a couple of weeks ago. Me and Scooter going at it, bro. We got something for the street. So that's coming soon.
You better start calling me over there when you and Scooter be over there too, man.
Man,
leave me out of none of this shit, man.
Hey, man, and I got it with Trouble. Me and Trouble going in too right now. Trouble just came over. Listen,
everybody.
Even though it's quarantine, it's quarantine right now. This nigga, Trouble come over with 30 niggas over. I said, hold on, bro. I said, Trouble, well, hold on. What you doing, bro?
He following the guidelines.
Hey, man, it was 30. I mean, 30 niggas for real. I said,
it's my boy, Trouble. He's coming. Gonna call him every time.
You know how he gonna come. So now me and Trouble coming too. So you know what I mean. We working.
How y'all been dealing with this, like the stay at home, stay out the way, and all that type of shit. Like what everybody been doing to get through it. I know Zay, you been cooking up.
Man, come on, bro. I've been wanting to do this. So
yeah. I don't learn how to record myself a little bit. I try to stay in, but I be popping out. I be safe as I can be. I keep that sanitizer with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm keeping good sanitizer with me, man. You know what I mean? Trying to get some, you know, get some cardio, man. We finna be hitting some stages in a minute, man, when all that clip, man.
I just saw you outside. You ain't had no mask on, Leland.
Yeah, I know, man. I was just sitting on the porch. I'm back in the house. I'm safe and sound. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. They show good, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But nah, man, just trying to stay prepared. Like I say, next time you find out a lot of stuff about yourself, just with creating it. And how creative you are, and I'm ready to get back outside, take this show on the road. You know what I'm saying? Zay got a crazy fan base, Juice Man, crazy fan base, You Stream, crazy fan base, Jug, fan base, my fan base. We got to take this show to a city near us. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. One thing we talked about a little earlier is some of the stuff that happened in the career, but what's like some of y'all maybe faults or vices, you know what I'm saying? Because we all got them. So what's some of y'all maybe faults or vices that y'all feel might stop y'all from being everything that you want to be or need to be?
See, I'm too real. That's my problem.
Too real?
Yeah, I keep it too real. I keep it too real with too many of the wrong people.
So you feel like people fault you because you're like, just be too honest about some shit? Like maybe I don't like this song or you just be real in that, or you
nah,
talking
about? I mean it too real by, like, you know, by me being who I am, like, in the game, even doing, like, the stuff I do for folk, like, I feel like I'm too real that I help too many of the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? I do too much real and receive too much bullshit on the other end of the stick. You know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? But it seems like, though, no matter what, every time that shit happen, I always bounce back 10 times harder, though. Mm-hmm. But I just be too, being too solid. I got to start being, I got a bit hard, bro. Even when I be like, you know, I ain't fucking with that nigga no more. I ain't doing that no more. I ain't doing no more free shit for nigga. I still end up doing that same shit for the same niggas, bro. Like, over and over. I'm different, but these niggas never get the point that I'm just being real. I ain't got to do this shit. So I told myself, I'm going to start being how niggas is with me. And when I start being like that, my shit start working better for me.
Mm. That's crazy. You talking about, like people, we ain't going to say flaws, but shit that might hold them back. Like, you say he too real. What you say, Zay? What's the thing that...
Man, I don't know. I don't think I got nothing to hold me back, bro. You know what I mean? I ain't had no issues, bro. You know, I rock with everybody. I don't feel like I got no issues.
It's crazy, you know, as long as you've been, you Zay Tovin on screen, I'm going to tell you, this has happened to me. It'd be all good. Has anybody ever threatened you, like, got crazy with you?
No, we ain't never got, only time I'd have had issues has been with, it ain't really been no issue.
I tell you what happens sometimes when people will hit me doing the tapes, and I know you mean well by it ain't your fault. When two rappers get the same beat.
Same beat? Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, boy.
I do that all the time. I'm going to tell you why, Scream. I do that. It's because I rock with everybody. So if I give Jug Man some beats, I don't know which beats he use, and he just going to put them on his tape. But I didn't give these beats to five other people. Like, I ain't charging for these beats. I'm just giving y'all the beat to see which one you like. You know, when a nigga like a beat, he gonna use it and put it out. I don't know the nigga putting that same beat out as somebody else. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? You got to live with it. And a lot of times, if it ain't a hit, if either one of them ain't made no hit, it don't even matter anyway. Bet. Like, I take for instance, like Papers. Usher Papers was a number one song, but Gorilla Zoe used it first.
And shit, I had that same beat too.
And he had the same beat.
I had that same beat for 8 years. I don't freestyle over that motherfucker so many times.
But you know what, though? Listen, Scream, you know what? And this is the realest it can get. This the realest it can get is because I have a relationship with these people. So the people that I got a relationship with, you know what Gorilla Zone them said and Big Block said? Even though that same beat was on their album, man, if you don't get that beat, the Usher let him do whatever he need to do. Yeah, he did all we can do with it. You know what I mean? We ain't make no hit to it. So, man, get that nigga the beat. That happened with Versace. The same thing. Plies had the beat. Who else? Soulja Boy did Oh My God Part 2. He had it on the top box of World Star and everything. That don't mean Migos can't come out and make a hit with Draco.
Yeah.
So whoever come up with a hit, that's who beat it. Unless you done came and paid for the beat. That's different.
Now you cook the motherfuckers up in less than 3 minutes.
I know, but you know how it is. I'm cooking them all day long. But you know how it is. Certain beats, everybody want that one beat. Everybody want that beat. That will make a hit then.
How fast you think you can make a beat?
Man, I timed myself. I did it in 4 minutes. I had to do a challenge. It was 4 minutes complete, top to bottom.
Damn. That's hard.
That's hard, hard.
And I learned it from the rappers. Like, rappers are impatient. Like, if I got L.A. in the studio, if I got Gucci in the studio, they don't want to sit there and wait for me to make no beat for no 30 minutes. They like, hurry up, bro. I got an idea already. Put that
Once you hit a drum pattern, it's up. Let's go.
And then just fast as your ass be going, that nigga Guwop be going.
That's what I'm saying. And he
gonna got there. And I seen that nigga Guwop don't make out. I was mad hell at that nigga one day, but that nigga got there. You gonna miss every song.
Every song. You gonna miss the song.
I got there. I'm rhyming my verse and everything on that. Guwop.
Nah. It's over.
I got there. I'm rhyming my verse. He finished his shit. He going out. You almost done. Like, I'm almost finished. Man, shit, that nigga went out and rap that shit itself, man. Shit, boy, I was like, God damn, man. I'm almost finished. I got two more balls.
Nah, pull another beat up.
That boy got damn knocked. That nigga be fast as hell, bro. And I learned how to, that's why I had to catch up. That's what I was saying. Shit, niggas ain't wasting no time. Slime them the same way. Them niggas get in that motherfucker, man. Them young niggas don't got creative, bro. They don't. They change the whole game for real, bro. Like,
They ain't going in the booth no more. It's right there. They putting it right there going.
Hey, man, I watched Future do that, Scream. I watched Future do we was doing Beast Mode 2. I said, cause this man got to be the coldest person I ever seen in my life. That man sitting right at the board with the mic. And it can be 100 people in the room. And you don't hear, you just him, you just watching him do it. Man, when you come back and hear that song, you like, bro, that nigga the greatest. That nigga like Michael Jackson, man.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, just sitting there right after that monster.
Man, listen.
You gotta keep Zay down here and do that beast mode. Zay pull it right up.
That's on you. See, that's Big Bang Black. That's why Bang, you like my brother for life, bro, because you always felt like, you always promote me. You always put me like, oh, you need to ride with Zay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And people take your word, and people respect your word, so... You know what I mean? So I ain't got nothing but the utmost respect. It's like you be making a lot of those calls.
Nah, for sure. You know what I mean? That's still one of my favorite Future albums. Yeah, that shit. Now that Beast Mode 2.
That's my favorite. That Red Light. That's my favorite album, period.
Yep. Y'all went crazy on that. Y'all was in y'all bag.
Talking about Red Light. That's song in the bank.
Red Light. Well, I wish that shit was me.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hello. I ain't gonna lie though. That boy Bank do Bank
the realest, bro. He the realest.
Bank real give you some motivation. Oh, he gonna give you some motivation. You know me, I fuck with everybody. I'm talking about I keep it 100 everybody. I don't got no beef with nobody. I fuck with everybody. But I only talk to a few niggas about my business. You know, a lot of niggas just assume. But I don't want this nigga here though. Bank though. Back then, have some talks about. I just about to give up in this shit. Bro gonna tell you straight up. If you some bullshit, he gonna tell you now. You some bullshit. Well, he's too hard, Joe. You too hard. Just do this, do that. Like even when I was like, man, this shit ain't nigga gotta do this. Y'all were like, nah, you just gotta go hard, nigga. Do you? That's why I said I would say everybody for every little thing they ever did for me, even if it's a motivation.
Let's talk. Leland, what's next for you, Leland?
Hey, man, consistent, bro. Like, man, just staying working. I feel like the talent, as long as the focus there is up, man. Like, I just put out, I told you, linking back up with Zay, being on this project was good. And Ralph and bro, like, I ain't going to lie, man. You know, bro, I ain't never been locked in like this. I'm going too crazy right now. Crazy, bro. So I'm just trying to stay in the good spot. You feel what I'm saying? Stay focused, bro. Stay driving, man. Right now, I gotta get it there one more. Yeah, I got to get it there one more time, man. I got to.
Get it there to goddamn. You done got it there. That's what you gotta do.
Yeah,
nigga,
stay so hard.
Yeah, you tell who be going. Who you tell who got their own little soul too, bro? Who just be going crazy too? That nigga Jew.
Oh, Juice the hardest.
Juby has some hard ass shit to say, boy.
Juice is the hardest, bro.
Yeah, I fuck with you.
Yeah, Juby talking, it trap talk for real. Juby talking that shit.
I wouldn't be who I am if I weren't for Juice. Like Juice helped, you know what I mean? Juice helped make Zaytoven who he is, so. You know what I mean?
Hey, last
hey, Scree, you know, we go back to Scree. Scree, we go back all the way back, you know, with that DVD now.
Yeah. I came over to Cleveland fucking with you and Kente, me and Rip, man.
Yeah, you talking about we kicked the shit that day.
Yep, I've been a fan of that since, real shit. Hey, Zay, last question, bro. What's up, man? Tell us the truth, too, man. What's up? What's up with the next movie, man? I need
the
a
movie.
Bank need a role. Everybody we need. Come on, man. The streets need. You supposed to do one a year, bro.
Man, listen, bro. You know what? Tell Al Nuke I'm on Al Nuke head.
Al Nuke ain't gonna pick up the beat, man. I want to hear it from you.
Hey, man, I'm ready to shoot. Listen, I start shooting today, nigga. I pull up on you and start shooting today, for real, if it was up to me. For real. You know how I am, Bank. Hey, man, we shoot.
Yeah, with masks on.
What is it? Huh? I don't need to. Oh, yeah. We got to shoot a scary movie then.
Yeah.
They got to shoot a scary movie then with the masks on.
Yeah.
Now it's coming though. The movie's coming, bro. That's the one thing I ain't gonna never stop doing. You know, I actually can't wait to start shooting again.
I mean, you did three, right?
Yeah, we did three. Yep. Yeah. So if it was up to me though, it'd been by 10.
What's the hardest part of that? Getting everybody together?
Man, it's getting the production team together, really. Cause you know, they gotta set up all the shots and scout out all the places and all that. You know, I'm one of them guys that I'm not a perfectionist, so I'd be treating it just like music. I'm in like how I do music. But somebody like Al Nuke, that's what he really do. He gonna take his time and make sure it's perfected and make sure it's right. So that's what, you know, that's the time consuming part. That's the hardest part. Other than that, when we just on set laughing the whole time, me and Bank laugh, we couldn't even get through a scene because we laughing too much. I'm talking about on the serious, trying to be serious, we laughing too much. So
too much. You get that in the movement at the end, you talking about you said my name at the end, my real name, Bank.
Yeah.
We just left it in there, fuck it. So we tried to take like 7 times.
Nah, we couldn't, yeah, that's it. We gotta leave it.
He didn't say dark, he said black.
Nigga said
but
black.
Man, black. Man, let me love y'all, man. We appreciate y'all coming on Big Facts, man.
Appreciate it, man.
I appreciate y'all, cool. Man. You dig? Till next time.
All right, y'all be safe. Salute.
It's Sersky.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.